Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:15. Good morning. Happy May Day. Happy May 1st. Happy Flashback Friday. We got that coming up in about 45 minutes. Get ready. Your requests, text them in. That'll be great. Text Club members, also a chance to win with Biters. Birthday buddies on our Text Club later on this morning as well. Ford Fun Line is always open toll-free for your requests or use social media. Laura will be in from Elysburg. She's been broadcasting from her kitchen table for what, week four, week five? I don't know, I lost count. All I know is this is technically hilarious. And it's the only morning radio show, period, that is doing anything like this. All right. Who needs syndication and boredom when you have me all alone standing in the dark in Sunbury and Laura in her kitchen in Elysburg wrestling her dogs and cats? This is fine quality entertainment. Now, what else are we looking forward to in May? Well, buck up, soldier. The country will slowly start reopening. Some really early birds did it last week, but today is May 1st, and some states are starting to open today and later today. Our own Governor Tom Wolf will announce the plan for Pennsylvania. Hopefully, central PA will be immediately in the yellow zone and moving to green soon. Cross your fingers. Of course, we've got the best news team in all of northeastern and central PA. I can say that I know in my heart we do. I'm from northeastern PA, and trust me, the news department we have right here in this building is on top of everything. So they'll let us know immediately when the governor flips the... I feel like he's a human traffic light right now. We're yellow. We're green. Go. All right, some other things to look forward to this month. The Call to Unite, a 24-hour global live stream. That hits tonight at 8 p.m. That should be pretty cool. Nickelodeon, by the way, for the kids, is doing a remote version of their Kids' Choice Awards. That hits tomorrow. Feeding America Comedy Festival, that airs on May 9th. What else? Oh, the Kentucky Derby. That was supposed to go tomorrow. You know it's not happening. But they're doing a virtual Kentucky Derby tomorrow featuring all 13 horses to ever win the Triple Crown. They'll be facing off in a computer-generated race. I think that is so cool. I wonder what Laura thinks of that. We'll check in with the horsewoman in just a bit. High school and college seniors, you missed out on graduation. Well, there's a whole host of things happening. Instagram, Facebook. There's a live stream special on the 15th with a bunch of celebrities, including Miley Cyrus, Awkwafina, Oprah. They'll all be there. LeBron James is hosting a one-hour special called Graduate Together. Oh, okay. It's one of those together alone things. But anyway, LeBron, he's just a great guy. I mean, he's going to make things okay. He's not just the king as far as basketball. LeBron, yeah, I just love him. So he's going to do Graduate Together. That's pretty cool. That'll be coming up. HBO Max launches on May 27th. Okay, big deal, you say? Well, Friends will be on there. Big Bang Theory, South Park, and more. And finally, the holidays this month. Cinco de Mayo, that's Tuesday. I don't know what we're going to do with that. All depends on what the governor says today, I guess. Mother's Day, don't forget Mom. Sunday the 10th, and Memorial Day, of course, May 25th. That's what's coming up. Happy May, everybody. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV. And what's going on with Britney Spears?
In an Instagram post, Britney Spears said that she accidentally burned down her home gym. Yep, she said it was an accident, but people are suspicious because today she released her new single, Oops, I Did It for the Insurance Money.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different zip codes. Free falling into a brand new month. Happy May Day. It is Friday also, as well, in case you're losing track of the days in quarantine. If you've been with us over the last week or so, we have called the track announcer from Sealands Grove Speedway out of quarantine to help us remember what day it is, sir.
It's Friday, Friday, Friday!
Yes!
But without going to work, every day could be Friday.
Well,
tomorrow
yeah.
It's Saturday!
Saturday!
And you know what the next day is?
Sunday?
It's Sunday!
Oh.
Sunday! Sunday!
Sunday.
You won't be at the dirt track races because you'll be staying home. Sunday at home. Be there.
Hey, thank you very much. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio, Laura at home, practicing radio safely. We'll check with Laura in just a bit. Are you just getting out of bed? Did you hit the snooze once, maybe twice, maybe more than that? Yeah, you know who you snooze people are. The average person who hits the snooze hits it twice to get themselves 24 minutes worth of more sleep. I know I'm a morning person and I get up early every morning, but is that really worth it? I think the snooze button, and I've lectured on this before, I think it's the laziest invention ever. Because really think about it, when you go to bed and you set your alarm for maybe 6:45 and you're going to hit that snooze twice so you can get up by 7, maybe by 7:15, why don't you just set your alarm for 7:15 or 7? One in four people use a traditional alarm clock. Some of them have snooze, some of them don't. The average person sets more than one alarm. I set two, and I never need them. Occasionally, I get up on alarm number one, but I never need alarm number two. When we do sleep in, we skip a few things, like making the bed, making breakfast, making coffee, or get this, brushing your teeth. Ugh. The number one reason we wake up in a bad mood, not getting enough sleep, we stayed up too late watching TV. Eye on TV, Chicago PD Marathon last night. I so wanted to watch the last two episodes, 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. No, this is why we record, people. Thank you. The number one way we feel groggy is just the fact that we are slow moving, lack motivation, and it's, you know, we blame it on the day. How can you blame Friday? Come on. I mean, oh, it's Monday, I'm groggy. No, don't blame the grogginess on the day. Don't blame it on aches and pains and slow moving. Two-thirds of us say it's easier to get up if we have something exciting to look forward to. Hello? I just said it's Friday. And 52% of us would prefer it if their parents could still wake them every day. Wow. Are you kidding me? My mom would dump a bucket of water, ice cold water, on my little brother's head because he didn't get up. And my dad, thank God my dad left for work real early. He was a construction worker. Because if he had to wake you up, it was usually a real physical experience. You don't want that. Just get up. 94KX. Yeah, we're only human. Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm here in Sunbury. She's there in Elysburg. What's going on today?
Not too much. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy May Day. It's a new month. Hopefully, Governor Tom Wolf will bring us good news in the midday. KO News will be all over it. We'll get it to you as soon as we can. Hopefully, we'll go yellow. That's what I'm saying.
Let us hope. Although we'll the date that they originally gave was May 8th, not May 1st.
Well,
so
May,
don't get too excited.
May 1st was when it was going to start. Mm-hmm. So you and I might not really feel the start until May 8th. Because May 8th would be things that we like restaurants and bars and going shopping and stuff like that.
That is very correct.
But May 1st could be people going back to work, and I'm kind of excited about that, too.
As am I.
Yep, we all need that. Speaking of going yellow, you're our social media person around here. What's this pee your pants challenge? I think it's so disgusting.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know you didn't try it. I was checking your TikTok. people are out there peeing their pants on purpose and videoing it and putting it on social media. This is like a violation of FCC rules, but we all know the FCC is way behind and they're not even paying attention to social media, which they should be. They're too busy finding radio stations because their tower is rusty. Anyway...
Oh my God, it really is.
Yeah, you're looking it up right now, right?
Of course I am.
There you go. So it enters.
And it's just dudes going, pee your pants challenge.
I know. I know we're all kind of suffering cabin fever and we're looking for things to do. But a number one in your trousers isn't entertainment. And it isn't something to do. Even though we all, you know, heading into a Flashback Friday, we all like some Billy Madison once in a while.
Hey, look, everybody. Billy peed his pants.
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Billy?
Yes, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Look, that was just Billy Madison. It doesn't mean we all have to do that.
No, it doesn't.
Flashback Friday's next. 94KX Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. You just can't get enough Motley Crue. Right, Laura?
I may or may not have just jammed out to that.
All right. So then we need...
I've known every single word to that song ever since I was about 4 or 5 years old, thanks to my cousin Colleen.
Okay, I've known every word to that song since the original, which was done in the 50s. So there you have it.
There it is.
Or was it the 60s?
Well done.
I don't even remember. Speaking of Motley Crue, you will not know the words to this one. Are you ready for a new Corn Tunes?
Corn Tunes.
Yeah.
Health experts with the WHO just wrapped up a meeting in Silicon Valley. They met with tech giants, including Facebook and YouTube, to discuss a different kind of outbreak. The spread of false and deliberately misleading information about the new coronavirus.
Uncle Jimmy's your granddad's brother and he mainly just sits around.
Yeah!
Somebody got him a new computer and he's got a Facebook account.
Oh.
Uncle Jimmy's sharing memes, the old man's got something to say. The virus is a hoax and the shutdown is a joke. Gotta clear himself up by May. Everyone's a doctor on Facebook! Everyone's a doctor on Facebook!
Make you qualified.
Take it from my second cousin Brad.
He's on Facebook.
He says coronavirus ain't that bad.
What?
We're living here in finishes hardwood. But you read a couple articles on Facebook.
Everybody's a doctor on Facebook.
That's fantastic.
Basically, at least 50% of the calls that'll happen on the mark on WKOK today, all summed up in one song. There it is.
There it is.
The Corn Tunes. Tom and Laura in the morning of Flashback Friday. Ford Fun Line always open, 1-800-326-94KX. I'm here in Sunbury in the studio answering the phone. Laura's at home on social media answering your requests as well. And the late night TV guys are at home for quite some time.
The CDC has recommended that pet owners follow social distancing guidelines for their animals. Said dogs, okay, well, then can you at least describe the smell of your crotch?
This is exciting. Dr. Fauci said the U.S. government could have a coronavirus vaccine ready by January. So good news, we'll be free to go out the exact moment we get snowed in.
You want to make yourself suicide blonde? Okay, go ahead.
That's your jam, Tom.
That is my jam, and that goes out to all you ladies who are coloring your hair by yourself. Yay! You're going to the Walmart, you're going to the CVS, you're buying the old Lady Clairol, and you're squirting it in your roots. Everything you want to be, everything you are. That song was so controversial when NXS was actually singing about hair coloring. How funny is that?
Mm-hmm. It's hilarious.
If you listen carefully to the first line of the song, Suicide Blonde was the color of her hair. There it is. So get out there and color your hair for the weekend, ladies. I talked to my mom last night, Laura. You know I do that on Thursday nights.
How is Mama Morganzo?
She went to the CVS and she bought herself some hair color. She put it in.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And it's not right. It just doesn't look right, but at least it's not white. I was like, okay, Mom.
She should just embrace the awesomeness of the silver.
Oh, I went there, and she didn't want to go down that road. So okay, she's 83 enough. Years old. She's a Coleridge mom. She's 83, and she likes that sporty dark brown.
Not a problem. If that's what she likes.
Not a problem. Keep your request coming. Not a problem there on Flashback Friday. Dave Hummel from the Hookies says, yeah, dedicate that Foreigner to his mom. So there you go. I did that. And he says, I'm so sorry that Britney lost her she shed.
Poor Brit. I'm concerned for her.
She's
the
got
stuff
issues.
That she's putting out on social media is fantastic right now. There's a lot of twirl videos, a lot of selfies. But
her personal gym burned down. What is she going to do?
Her gym with too many candles.
Oh.
I mean, it's cleaned up. She has two pieces of equipment left. Yeah. I watched that on Instagram.
I hope Chelsea doesn't have the same problem. I hope Chelsea Davis doesn't have the same problem with Figo Friday.
No, it is a Figo Friday.
Chelsea, blow out the candles right now, honey. We don't want anything
to happen.
All right.
I don't think Chelsea has candles like that.
We've got a brand new Biter's Birthday Buddies winner coming up. All the local celebs we call Biter's Birthday Buddies on the way from Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance, 4th Street, Sunbury, hopefully opening soon. Musical birthdays today. Ow! Ray Parker Jr. is 66.
Ooh.
Everybody says Ghostbusters. I'm like, no, man. He did so many other cool songs.
I mean, that is his most famous song that people remember from a pop culture standpoint.
True, but from a Flashback Friday standpoint, could we go back to the 70s with A Woman Needs Love Just Like You Do? Hey.
If you want to. I don't want to, but if you want to, okay.
Of course. Speaking of Flashback, Rita Coolidge is 75 years old. She goes back to the 70s. Mm-hmm. Your love has lifted me higher. She's done a lot of songs, but that was her big hit, Rita Coolidge. So Ray Parker Jr., Rita Coolidge, happy birthday. Let's check the local celebs now, or as Laura likes to call them,
Biter's Birthday Buddies!
Oh, that is so synced up today. I love it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Alicia Clark. She's 49 today.
A very happy birthday to April Nye, who turns 41 today.
Allison Moser from Montandon. Our Arian Moser. You know Arian, Miss Arian, our friend?
I know Arian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Arian is... She's 40, Laura. She's 40.
Happy birthday, Arian.
Sorry, Arian.
Beth... Oh, that's okay. I'm sure she's fine with it.
I hope.
Beth Gritzer turns 64 today.
Bob Wrights from Sunbury, 61.
Christine Rosolis turns 34.
Claire... Smoking in the boys' room is 17 years old today.
Colt Yorks from Liverpool turns 21.
There's a cool name. Elizabeth Divert from New Berlin is 46 today.
Joseph Chancelier is 28 today.
All right. Karen Sarfine, or is it Serafin? See, that could be either. Anyway, she's from Cole Township. She's 53 today.
Keith Miller turns 36.
That's easy enough. Leslie Snyder, easy enough. Likens, 42.
Michael Kurtz turns 54.
Michael Wolf is 45.
Rachel Folds from Sunbury is 45.
Happy birthday to Seth Hicks. Lordy, lordy, he's 40.
A very happy birthday to Tammy Mazden from Milton. Nifty 50 today.
Yay. Tina Billow from Coquelamus is 53.
Viola Baker from Middleburg turns 47.
All right. And let's take a look at the text club, because this stuff is great, Laura. Except where did I put it? Uh-oh. Here we are. David Baker is celebrating a birthday today. Talk about living it by the letter for the Biter's Birthday Buddies contest. It says David Baker, 5191 from Gene.
Very nice.
Happy birthday, David.
A very, very happy birthday.
Yep. Don Gill from Danville celebrated a birthday yesterday. We just got it today. And here's a good one. They wanted me to wait till today. They wanted us to wait. It says, Bob Boy turned 62 yesterday. He's from Mifflinburg. He turned 62 yesterday, but he retires today. Yay!
Oh, that's wonderful.
Happy birthday and happy retirement to Bob from Mifflinburg. Wow. You got anything else?
Congratulations. Mm. No, nothing from the Book of Faces.
All right, but we do have a winner.
We have one birthday. For Monday.
Okay, do we have
Good
a winner in our Biter's Birthday
of
Buddies
course,
contest?
Of course we do.
And it is?
The
you
winner
and me.
This week is Kristen Klinger from Sealands Grove.
Yay! Congratulations, Woo-hoo! Kristen. You got yourself a $100 gift card from Biter's, and hopefully they'll be opening in about a week. How's that? So come and
That's
get it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a birthday. We do them every morning, as Laura calls them. It's
Biter's
Birthday Buddies!
on 94KX.
94KX and Flashback Friday. Yeah, they want to go back to work in Middleburg. We want to go back to work everywhere in central Pennsylvania. Governor Tom Wolf will address the state. Coming up in the midday today, our news station, News Radio, WKOK, will be all over that. And, of course, they will filter the news over here to 94KX as well. Hopefully we'll go yellow and get things moving and get back to work. Get back to play, right, Laura?
I mean, absolutely. Work, play, travel, hanging out, all the things. Being mindful, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still with the mask or the social distance, I could live mm-hmm. with that. I just want to appreciate the things that maybe we didn't appreciate as much, like going out to dinner on a Friday night. You know?
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, normally on a Friday, on a Flashback Friday, mm-hmm. one, I would be working up a sweat dancing around the studio.
Okay.
Two, you and I sometimes would be making plans. Joint plans.
I was just going to say that. We are one. I was going to say, Tom and Laura at the nickel plate. Enough said.
There it is. Right.
There it is. That's
or maybe
what we
like
would
at
do.
The Iron Fork, you know.
Oh,
Cherokee
yes.
Tough House.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like our spots.
How about
or, oh, my
it,
gosh.
How about
can we go
making
visit
it simple?
Davey, please.
Yeah. How about making it simple like the Edison or the El Rancho? Just breaking it down to a sandwich
Chef
and a
Brian.
Beverage.
I want to see him.
Chef Brian,
in
we love
the
you.
Restaurant.
Exactly.
We
want to get there. You too, Davey, over at the L. We love you. Keep our fingers crossed.
Two beers.
Maybe some good news today. Maybe some good news today. We'll cross our fingers. Hey, we always feature the good news. A guy in Missouri lived through, get this, Laura, talk about Flashback Friday. He lived through the Spanish flu and then World War II, and he just beat the coronavirus at age 107.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I think a lot of it is definitely having a positive attitude, and his mind is so active.
When that call came, he was fighting fevers. He had, I think it was 102, and he had said he wanted to die. I cried.
Thank you to everybody for all the help you've given me.
Oh, my goodness. That gives me goosebumps. The guy is so positive.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. And then, of course, there's Captain Tom Moore. We talk about him quite a bit on
yes,
the show,
we do.
Right? He turned 100 years old yesterday. He survived the Spanish flu and World War II, and he turned 100 yesterday, and he's no longer Captain Tom Moore.
I said Captain Tom there. That's a mistake now, isn't it?
That's right.
It's Colonel Tom. What do you make of that?
Yes, unbelievable, isn't it? Really. Totally taken aback by what has happened here.
Unbelievable. It takes me back. I'm sad my wife is
okay,
not
okay, now
here.
We need to start a petition. He needs to become Sir.
Oh, yeah.
Knight him. Queen Elizabeth. Knight him.
Perfect. Flashback Friday, Jennifer says, I need a pick-me-up. How about Renegade? Yeah, that picks you up. I think I heard someone screaming the lyrics up the hall, Laura, but I don't know. The funny part is we are in a skeleton crew. I'm here in the studio. You're in Elysburg at home. But who would that be? It wasn't Rob the Sports Center. I think it was Lynn Hall because she's an Eagle 107 person too. So
she is, and she's there in the mornings.
Yeah, so I think
everybody in separate studios, of course. But.
Because you know it's not Mark Lawrence. You mention anything music or sports to Mark, he goes, "What? What?"
Mark is a newsman.
That's right. Andy Dalton got traded from the Cincinnati Bengals to where? We don't know yet. But I said to Mark early this morning, wouldn't it be funny if he ended up in Washington? Mark is like, why? I go, his nickname is the Red Rifle. Red Rifle, Redskins. Get it? He was like, no. All right. Get back in your room. We are doing a lot of Googling nowadays, Laura. And
yes, we are.
Some of it has to do with food. Did you see this list of some of the foods that are being Googled during the quarantine?
I think most of it has to do with food.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, hamburgers and hamburger meat. If you have to Google how to make a hamburger, you're in serious trouble.
Well, maybe you're trying to see how to perfect cooking said hamburger or seasoning.
Okay. You always stick up for people Googling. I always think most of them are idiots. But all right. Okay. I'll buy that. Bread. Now, bread is hard to make. You make yours from all that scratchy stuff.
The sourdough starter.
Yeah, I go to Wise Markets and buy the frozen bread crust, and then I just make it. Or bread dough, can, I mean, not crust. Dough.
Here's the thing. If you're at home, you have the time. Because bread is simple to make, but it's a labor of patience and love.
Okay. I buy that. You're into all that. I just go buy the frozen dough. I let it thaw. I either make bread or...
Do you know what, though? Stromboli? This list just inspired me.
Okay.
Because cornbread is the number one bread Googled in Mississippi.
Okay.
And I have not made some cornbread in a really long time.
Never. Oh, so you have before, but just not in a long time.
Yeah, so like in a cast iron skillet. So okay. This just inspired me to, I think I have some cornmeal downstairs, actually.
There you go. I thought that's what you're making the vodka with in the still.
Again, Tom, we don't talk about that.
Too
on
much
the
information.
Radio.
Okay.
Don't talk about it on the radio.
All right, five states are Googling chicken. Okay, then. All right. If you need to Google your chicken recipes, you go ahead on salmon.
Though. Chicken like 10,000 different ways.
Exactly. But salmon is number one in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and Jersey. So I love me some salmon. I just made some
so
on the grill the other night.
Mm. Or on a cedar plank. With like a honey kind of glaze kind of stuff, honey barbecue salmon. It's
oh
good.
My God. Go get me a cedar plank, somebody. I'm loving that idea right now.
My mom has one.
Okay. Hey, Anita, let me borrow your cedar plank.
She'll leave it in the mailbox for you.
Now that's quarantine talk right there. My mom leaves everything on the front porch. I'll leave it on the front porch for you. Okay, Mom. All right, so that's just about stuff. Well, of course, up in New England, there's pancakes and things with maple syrup. All right.
Look at Utah, though, getting all fancy.
Yeah.
Making crepes.
I get it. But the one I didn't understand, Laura, is Alaska. The top search in Alaska is cinnamon rolls.
Do you know what's funny, though?
What's that?
When I was at the grocery store yesterday, I bought myself one of those tubes.
Oh, yeah.
Cinnamon rolls. Now, I know how to make cinnamon rolls from scratch, and if you're using yeast, it takes like 8 hours.
So the Pillsbury Doughboy is a lot quicker.
Yeah. Yes. So I bought, but do you know how you can make those cinnamon rolls?
How can you make those cinnamon rolls, he asked.
In the waffle iron.
You in that darn waffle iron. Somebody should Google what's your best friend during quarantine. Laura would say... Waffles.
The waffle iron. Yes, I made corned beef hash in the waffle iron.
What?
It got so crispy. It was amazing.
All right, you know what? We have to go. 94KX on Flashback Friday. It's kind of tricky, isn't it? It's called Quarantine Radio at its best, the only local live morning show from two different zip codes. Tom Morgan here in the studio. Laura Good at home. Actually, three zip codes because we have... Chelsea Pagana Davis with us from the Sealands Grove zip code. Hello?
It's Nego Friday.
Yeah. How you doing, Chels?
I'm hanging in there during this crazy quarantine social distancing, and we're ready to fire the grill up this weekend, so I wanted to share a fun grilling recipe with you guys.
Oh, just in time, because it has nothing to do with Laura's waffle iron.
Now, Laura said that she just remodeled her patio, so she's pumped and ready to get outside and fire her grill up. So, babe, I got your back with this recipe here.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Yay.
Excellent. So, what you got for us?
Yeah. So, this recipe is for balsamic, healthy rainbow skewers. And the reason I call them rainbow is because you use a variety of different vegetables, and it just makes that pop of color on the grill, on your plate. And they're super fun to assemble with the kids, with friends. You throw some tunes on, assemble these babies, any kind of protein that you want. Gosh, meat is a little limited now, so these are so flexible. You can do chicken, shrimp, steak, tofu, for goodness sakes, any kind of like a thick white fish works. It's so versatile. So whatever you have, you know, whatever you can get your hands on, essentially, for like a protein.
Mm, very good idea. I like it. I love to grill, and that's very healthy at the same time. And an important point you mentioned, Chelsea, is the kids could help make it, and that's fun.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Just make sure nobody stabs themselves with the skewers. You know, monitor the children and be around. But they're super fun to do, and I always say have some bodies because it's not fun to do these by yourself. You kind of, like, lace up these skewers, you know, have one designated person, throw them on the grill, you kind of quarter turn them and they're ready in like, you know, 20 minutes once they're thrown on the grill. Super healthy, low carb. And then if you have leftovers, you freeze them and then you save them for another nice evening.
Wow, I'm hungry already. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Super easy and fun.
Mm. Are we going to have some kind of match on social media so maybe the people that have never skewered before could get some help from Chelsea?
Yeah, absolutely. So I shared my blog post. It's from my website, figofresh.com. So you guys check out 94KX. Laura said she would share my post and gives you the cheat sheet for the recipe, a super healthy marinade, like balsamic marinade for it. And then you can also subscribe to my blog. I'll be shooting an email out to everyone this morning with a recipe right there. So that's figofresh.com.
Okay. Stay Figo and stay fresh. And with Laura, she's got a fresh patio. Hint, hint, Laura. I think it's time. I think it's time to party.
I am reading this recipe online right now on Chelsea's blog.
Okay.
And my mouth is watering. It looks so delicious. It's right up my alley. All the things, a little protein, some veggies, easy to throw together, lots of delicious flavors. She knocked it out of the park with this one.
Chelsea online, Chelsea on the radio, and Chelsea and Laura on a blog right now. You can't get better than this on a Friday.
Love it.
Chelsea, thank you so much for doing this Figo Friday in quarantine for us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Stay Figo, stay fresh, kids.
94KX, Flashback Friday. Yes, Laura, these are the days.
Yes, they are.
We have been faced with so much adversity over the last couple months. Happy May Day. Happy May 1st. Let's hope May is turning some kind of corner. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. We missed such a huge opportunity.
Hmm.
To play in sync.
Okay.
I am disappointed in myself right now.
Maybe we can squeeze it in. I don't know.
Can we?
I don't know. I don't know.
We need to.
We still have an Elton John request coming up, but...
It's gonna be May. It is May. It's May.
It's gonna be May.
We need to play that song.
It's gonna be May.
Exactly.
You know what? Actually, we played it just before 6 a.m. today. Isn't that a coincidence? Maybe that wasn't a coincidence. Maybe that was put in there so people could sing May instead of me. It's gotta be May. Yeah.
I think we need to play it again.
Oh, geez.
It's a Flashback Friday.
It is a Flashback Friday. We are dealing with all kinds of adversity in this lifetime of ours. It's a brand new month. Keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully the governor will have some good news for us sometime today. But in the meantime, this Sunday, don't miss Bells Across Pennsylvania. This is going to be so cool.
It is. It's this Sunday, and two of our very own local mayors have sort of pushed this into the spotlight.
Yes. Kurt Karlovich from Sunbury. We know Kurt. We love him. Good guy. And our very own Joe McGranahan on News Radio is the mayor. People forget he's the mayor of Shamokin Dam. So,
and he's a good one.
He's a good mayor. Yeah. So hopefully Sealands Grove will jump in. Danville, Northumberland. We haven't heard from other mayors, but here's the deal. Sunday night at 7 p.m., we want everyone to step outside and ring bells. Now, the churches will be ringing them for 3 minutes. I don't know if you want to bang pots and pans and ring bells for three entire minutes. Maybe you can spend some time listening, but I am so excited about this just to hear Central PA in unison.
I actually put a reminder and an alarm in my calendar for Sunday to remember to step outside.
Yes. And let's do this. It's going to make us feel good, number one. And then, of course, it honors first responders, healthcare workers, even the employees of like the grocery store you go to and other life-sustaining businesses. I mean, come on, it's time to show solidarity, right?
Absolutely. It's a way that we can be together apart.
Yes. And there's another Flashback Friday. You could ring my bell. Pew, pew, pew.
You can ring my bell.
Pew, pew, pew.
Ring my bell.
Oh, boy. 94KX. We're still standing. We're getting through this together. Quarantine or no quarantine. Pandemic, no pandemic. Coronavirus, whatever. We're still standing. Thanks for the request for Elton John. And to Steve down there in the Harrisburg area who loves Flashback Friday simply because all the radio stations in Harrisburg suck.
Oh, boy.
Thanks,
oh,
Steve.
Tom.
He claims he has one radio station down there that he used to listen to, but they changed their music. And now he's with 94KX. However, he wants Flashback Friday to go from 7 in the morning until midnight. Wow. So I suggested the Wayback Launch. He's, you know, he could do that. You know, that's fine there. Come back for lunch, Steve. That's good. News is coming up next. We wrap up a week of Tom and Laura from two different zip codes with a thought for the day. You do have one, right?
I do.
You do a good job at this.
It's short.
Okay.
It's sweet.
All right.
It's to the point. Tom, this definitely refers to you and I when we're not in quarantine.
Okay.
However, we are in these crazy times, although today maybe things will be lessening. Next Friday, things will be lessening a little bit more.
Yes.
Lots of people working from home, the Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 grind.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Here's the quote. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's Friday. Time to go make some poor decisions and stories for Monday.
I like it. As wrong as it is, I like it. It's time to make poor decisions.
It's time to go make poor decisions and stories for Monday.
That's what radio is based on. So please.
Poor decisions and stories.
Please listen to Tom and Laura on Monday because you never know what we're going to do this weekend.
You don't. And here's the thing. The weather looks nice.
Yes, it does.
It looks good. We're not going to be trapped inside. We're going to be trapped outside on our properties.
On our new patio.
That may or may not have something that you can light on fire on it now.
That's my girl. Hey, have a great weekend, Laura, and everyone, too. Have a good weekend.
Bye, Tom. Bye, guys.
Bye.